I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. COVID-19 is starting to hit Russia and the countries of the former Soviet Union now. But Michael Johnson of Slavic Gospel Association estimates that Russia's coronavirus progression trails 3 to 4 weeks behind that of the U.S., and the countries of the former Soviet Union will be hit a lot harder. Many people in places like Georgia and Siberia live paycheck to paycheck and can't rely on food supply infrastructure. So how can U.S. Christians engage? Johnson will be announcing a new call to prayer in the coming days called Christ Over COVID.
Because we believe that prayer is the most important thing that we can do at this particular point in time, and it's a recognition of God's sovereign hand over this entire situation.
Pray that suffering people in these countries would have what they need during the lockdown, and that Christ would draw many to himself. And finally, Nepal may be a former Hindu kingdom, but its people are hungry for the gospel. We mentioned in recent weeks a new partnership between Keys for Kids Ministries and Good News Nepal. Today, they're making headway on a kids' discipleship project. Keys for Kids' Greg Yoder says their partner in Nepal is focused on the finish line.
He has a priority to create these translations so that his kids can understand the gospel better. He has already completed the first quarter of Keys for Kids translated, and they are right now being checked by Nepalese believers for accuracy and context and making sure they're theologically correct.
So praise God for the progress and keep praying over the process.
We've had some costs. Obviously, getting over there to do the training and to help facilitate that is going to be a challenge.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slavic Gospel Association offers My Father's House, a devotional for women written by women. It uses object lessons along with the stories of ministry to Slavic women for spiritual growth. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.